Dig into the details of the big pandemic relief bill and spending package passed late last year, and you'll see an unusual demand. U.S. intelligence agencies have 180 days to tell Congress what they know about unidentified aerial phenomena. You and I know them as UFOs. Agencies also have to explain how they analyze encounters with UFOs and if they're a national security threat. Joining us now is Seth Shostak. He's a senior astronomer at the SETI Institute. Seth, welcome.
Thank you very much, Peter.
And a casual observer might hear this and wonder if it's a joke, but what do you think about this UFO provision in the new law?
Well, it's strangely placed, of course, in a law that really doesn't have much to do with any of this, but it's certainly not unprecedented. Back in the early 50s and the mid-50s, there was a whole slew of programs to investigate unidentified aerial phenomena. So this is nothing new.
In fact, in just last year, April 2020, the Pentagon declassified three videos taken by Navy pilots that show unidentified objects flying at high speeds near their planes. Let's listen to some of the sound from one of those videos.
There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA. My gosh. They're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west. Look at that thing, dude.
And we'll link to those videos at hereandnow.org. They were leaked. The Pentagon says they're real. What do you think? Did those videos change some minds about UFOs?
Well, I don't know whether they've changed many minds. To begin with, you know, polls have shown that like one-third of the American public already believes that the aliens are, you know, visiting Earth. So I don't know that it was a surprise. And these videos actually weren't secret videos. They just, you know, let them loose. And you do see some strange things in them. But that doesn't mean they're alien craft.
What do you see in them?
Well, there's one where you see sort of a what looks like a, I don't know, a tic-tac. And then it kind of rotates around a little bit. Now, could it be, you know, a UFO? Could it be aliens who've come to, you know, take a look at our planet? Or could it be, for example, an internal reflection in the cameras, the infrared cameras that were used on this kind of aircraft? It's a Hornet F-8. And by the way, I think that's an important point. These things were only seen with cameras on F-8s. It's like, you know, driving through the Pacific Northwest and you see Bigfoot, but only if you're driving a Chevy. Any other car won't see it. So, you know, there's something peculiar about it right there. And there are plenty of people who think that the answer is that what you're seeing are problems with the cameras.
Well, I do appreciate your skepticism. You know, there was a Defense Department program from 2007 to 2012 called the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. What do you think that this upcoming report from the intelligence agencies might reveal?
I think that the Navy's interest, or should I say the government's interest in this, it's not that they're worried that, you know, little green guys have come for a house call. I think that they're more concerned that there's some sort of military technology being deployed by potential enemies, right? That's always been the interest in UFOs from the military's point of view. So I see this initiative in the same light. It's an attempt by the military to sort of standardize the reporting, do some investigation, and see if they can figure out what these things are. I think if they were really aliens, you know, they wouldn't be so passive and just tease the Navy. Why are they so interested in our military?
Seth Shostak, a senior astronomer at the SETI Institute. I wish we had more time, but thank you very much for what you've given us here.
My pleasure.